Welcome to the EQ Applied podcast, dedicated to helping you build emotional intelligence so you can start making emotions work for you instead of against you. Here's your host, Justin Bariso.
A few weeks ago, I messed up. We were on a family vacation and the day went well. Good food, played ball with the kids, even a little hide and seek. But it was getting late. I was tired. My wife was tired. The kids were tired. As the kids' complaints started adding up, so did our stress level. So when I saw my 10-year-old drinking a soda just before bedtime, it got to me. I overreacted. Afterwards, I felt horrible. There were tons of lessons to this experience, things I could have done differently. But how could I learn from it all? Enter the emotional postmortem. Similar to a medical postmortem, the purpose of an emotional postmortem is to determine the cause of death or failure. In this case, it's the failure to control emotions, what we often refer to as an emotional hijack, because the amygdala, the brain's emotional processor, hijacks your brain and causes you to react without thinking. Now, there are tons of factors that lead up to an emotional hijack. For example, if you're having a bad day, each thing that goes wrong can build upon the next until the final one pushes you over the edge. Of course, it'd be great if you could always identify the circumstances that lead up to an emotional hijack so you could prevent them when needed. But you won't always succeed. And that's why there's great value in analyzing an emotional hijack after it happens. When you conduct an emotional postmortem, you identify what caused the hijack so you can make adjustments in the future. That helps you to avoid repeating the same bad habits over and over. For example, after that day I lost my temper, I went for a drive to give me time to think. As I did, I tried to figure out exactly what led up to my hijack. My postmortem revealed a number of factors that led to me losing my cool. My tired state, and that of my kids and my wife. My kids repeatedly not listening towards the end of the day. My not addressing these mistakes earlier, allowing each to build on the other. So, to address all this, I did the following. First, I took some time to cool down. Then, I apologized to my son for overreacting. Second, over the next day, I had a talk with my kids about their need to pay better attention to their mother and me, my wife about our need to develop a plan of action when the kids don't listen, and myself, mentally, about my need to be more aware of all these things as they happen and to follow through on our new plans. Whether or not you have kids, you can use the postmortem to help you after an emotional hijack. Here's the process. First, walk away and analyze. After you've experienced an emotional hijack, walk away. Get a change of scenery. Once you calm down, try to determine what led up to the hijack and what you can do to prevent a similar one in the future. 2. Make adjustments. Once you've figured out what led to the hijack, you need to make changes, or else you'll just repeat the same thing again. After all, your emotional triggers are unlikely to change. That means you need to lessen the chances you encounter a similar situation, and adjust how you react to those situations. Remember, no matter how much you work on building self-control, you're not going to be perfect. Your emotions will still get the best of you at times. But a postmortem can help you learn from any emotional hijacks you do experience. It can help you to reduce the number of those hijacks. And it can give you the chance to make amends with any who suffered harm in the process. So, the next time you experience an emotional hijack, follow it with a postmortem. It won't make you perfect, but it can make you better.
Thank you for tuning in to the EQ Applied podcast. Subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss an episode. While you're at it, if you enjoyed the show, leave us a rating on iTunes and consider sharing it with a friend. And if you're interested in learning more about how to make your emotions work for you instead of against you, sign up for our free course at www.eqapplied.com.